We are on the sixth commandment. The sixth commandment. We are on the sixth commandment, which says, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. And we get that. When we read this commandment literally, we know that we are not supposed to kill, that we are not supposed to destroy, that we are not supposed to injure, that we are not supposed to attack, that we are not supposed to hurt another being. But when we only read this superficially, what happens is that we limit its meaning. You see, the scripture is not merely talking about killing, it is talking about consciousness. We see ourselves separate from other beings, but the truth is that we are one. We see this oneness in the story of Cain and Abel. These two brothers who were the sons of Adam and Eve. And so in the physical, in the fleshly realm, we see them as separate. But in reality, they are one. They are two parts of a whole. Cain was the brother, remember, who was jealous and he was angry and he was bitter and he hated his brother Abel, who was kind and loving and caring. Cain symbolizes the earth. He symbolizes the physical and the flesh. And what Cain means is possession. Now, Abel symbolizes the spiritual, and Abel means breath. We all have a physical, but we also have a spiritual self. And we cannot allow that physical, that fleshly, that emotional, that sensual self take over. Otherwise, what happens is that we cut off, we obliterate, we destroy, we kill the spiritual self. If we are not balanced, we allow our fleshly desires, our fleshly impulses, those things that we are focused on in the physical world to take over our spiritual nature, and we begin the process of destruction. We kill when we cannot align with spirit over flesh. We kill when we worship the material, and our bad attitude, our disobedience results in our own punishment. But the charge not to kill is deeper than just not murdering somebody. Thou shalt not kill also means that you will not undermine, you will not diminish, you will not ignore the real lifeblood in yourself, which is the spirit, which is the power, which is the kingdom, which is the love in which we live and we move and we have our being. In order to inflict violence upon somebody else, in order to hit them or punish them or be angry with them, you have to be feeling that discord within. Thou shalt not kill means that we don't have to worry about anybody else's attitude other than our own. We have to raise our own consciousness to a higher level to do the good that we were called to do. Our good comes through our own consciousness, our openness and our receptivity to it. Our absolute good is always all around us. It is in the air that we breathe and the space that we take up. Nobody else's consciousness, no one else's consciousness, no matter how evil it appears, has power over us. In the story of Cain and Abel, we see that God told Cain, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but beloved, you must master it. I was just talking to somebody about the song, Kendrick Lamar's song, The Cost of a Dollar Bill. It has some wonderful lyrics. In this song, The Cost of a Dollar Bill by Kendrick Lamar, he sings about a homeless man with a silly tan complexion who asked for a dollar bill. Asked me to feed him twice. I didn't believe it, Kendrick Lamar says. Told him, beat it. And this man said, my son, temptation is one thing I've defeated. Listen to me. I want a single bill from you, nothing less, nothing more. I told him I ain't have it and closed my door. Tell me how much a dollar cost. Lamar says this man was staring at him, and so he started his car and he tried to leave, and something told him to keep it in park until he could see a reason why he was mad at a stranger, like he was supposed to save him, like he's the reason he's homeless and asking him for a favor. He's staring at me. His eyes followed me with no laser. He's staring at me. I notice his stare is contagious because now I'm staring back at him, feeling some type of disrespect. If I could throw a bat at him, I'd be aiming at his neck. I never understand someone begging for goods, asking for handouts, taking it as if they could. And this particular person just had it down pat, staring at me for the longest until he finally asked, have you ever opened to Exodus 14? Have you ever opened to Exodus 14? A humble man is all we ever need. Tell me how much a dollar cost. Lamar says, and I'm insensitive and I lack empathy. I look at him and said, every nickel is mine to keep. He looked at me and said, know the truth, it'll set you free. You looking at the Messiah, the Son of Jehovah, the higher power, the choir that spoke the word, the Holy Spirit, the nerve of Nazareth, and I'll tell you just how much a dollar costs. The price of having a spot in heaven. Embrace your loss. I am God. I am God. I am God, the beggar said. Thou shall not kill. Thou shall not kill. Thou shall not kill. Because everyone who lives, breathes, and asks to be fed is a reflection of who you are, in endless reflections of God. We open up our prayer circle this morning with this new understanding of the endless bounty and the infinite supply and the everlasting connections of oneness between each and every one of us, between each and every being that ever was and ever will be. We open up our call this morning, standing strong in the spirit of our ancestors, giving us the divine wisdom of these teachings that we shall not kill, we shall not harm, but that we shall feed, that we shall give, that we shall express and allow ourselves to realize our oneness with each and every being that exists. And in this divine connection, we realize that we have what we need when we ask for it. Because divine good and endless supply and inexhaustible source is always giving us the mana that we need, the divine source and endless energy, the absolute good that we need every single day. We open up our consciousness in this divine love that steeps us high in the altitude of all that God's good is, a good that always blesses, that always uplifts, that always empathizes with those in need. We open up our prayer circle, our miracle call this morning to spew miracles left and right and down and up under and all around us, to give and to give with blessings, to give and to give with source, to give and to give with the endless supply that is always giving back to us.
How much a dollar really costs? The question is detrimental, paralyzed in my thoughts. Parasites in my stomach keep me with a gut feeling, y'all. Gotta see how I'm chilling once I park this luxury car. Hopping out, feeling big as Mutombo. 20 on pump 6, Tony Marcellus called me Dumbo. 20 years ago, can't forget. Now I can lend him an ear or two. How to stack these residuals tenfold. The liberal concept that men do. 20 on 6, he didn't hear me. Indigenous African only spoke Zulu. My American tongue was leery. Walked out the gas station, a homeless man with...
Morning. And very grateful to be on the prayer line again this Saturday morning. Thanking God this morning for life. And thanking Him this morning for giving me an opportunity to be on this line again, praying with you and you praying with me. So grateful. Thanking you, Lord, for bringing me through another week. Thanking you.
Stressing about dry land, deep water, powder blue skies that crack open, a piece of crack that he wanted. I knew he was smoking, he begged and pleaded. Asked me to feed him twice, I didn't believe it, told him beat it. Contributed money just for his pipe, I couldn't see it. He said, my son, temptation is one thing that I've defeated. Listen to me, I want a single bill from you, nothing less, nothing more. I told him I didn't have it, then closed my door. Tell me how much a dollar cost. Staring at me, I grabbed my key. Staring at me, I started the car, then I tried to leave. But something told me to keep it in park until I could see the reason why he was mad at a stranger, like I was supposed to save him, like I'm the reason he homeless and asking me for a favor. He's staring at me, his eyes follow me with no laser. He's staring at me, I noticed that his stare is contagious. Cause now I'm staring back at him, feeling some type of disrespect. If I could throw a bat at him, he'd be aiming at his neck. I never understood someone begging for goods, asking for handouts, taking it if they could. And this particular person just had it down pat, staring at me for the longest until he finally asked, have you ever opened up Exodus 14? A humble man is all that we ever need. Tell me how much a dollar cost.
Father God, we want to thank you this morning, Lord God, for your grace and for your mercy and for your unconditional love towards us, Lord God. We thank you for given us the opportunity to serve you, Lord, and to praise you, Lord. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for keeping your promise to never leave us alone. Lord, I ask you this morning to bless each and every one on this prayer line, Lord God. Bless their families, Lord God, and whatever they are in need of, Lord. We thank you so much for the leadership, for the vision of Reverend Cecilia and Reverend Marlon, Lord God. Lord, I love you this morning, and I praise your holy name. I give you all honor and glory, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Tripping and feeling resentment. I never met a transient that demanded attention. They got me frustrated, indecisive, and power tripping. Sour emotions got me looking at the universe different. I should distance myself, I should keep it relentless. My selfishness is what got me here. Who the fuck I'm kidding? So I'ma tell you like I told the last bum. Crumbs and pennies, I need all of mine. And I recognize this type of panhandling all the time. I got better judgment, I know it's hustling. Keep in mind, when I was struggling, I did compromise. Now I comprehend, I smell grandpa's old medicine reeking from your skin. Moonshine and gin, good your best. babbling, your words ain't flattering. I'm imagining Denzel, be looking at O'Neal. Cause I'm in sad thrills, your gimmick is mediocre. The jig is up, I seen you from a mile away, losing focus. And I'm insensitive, and I lack empathy. He looked at me and said, your potential is bittersweet. I looked at him and said, every nickel is mine to keep. He looked at me and said, know the truth, it'll set you free. You're looking at the Messiah, the son of Jehovah, the higher power, the choir that spoke the word, the Holy Spirit, the nerve of Nazareth. And I tell you just how much a dollar cost, the price of happiness bought in heaven. Embrace your loss, I am God.
I wash my hands, I said my grace, what more do you want from me? Tears of a cloud, guess I'm not all what it's meant to be. Shades of gray will never change if I condone. Turn this page, help me change to right my wrong.
Mighty is thy name. We're grateful today to be able to come together and share and to pray and to hear. Thank you for the word. Bless the ministry of Spirit Move. Continue to bless Cecilia and Marlon, God. Continue to bless each one on the call, Lord. May our lives be a manifest of all that you are in us. We pray that we would be all that we can be and all that we are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. My brain is like a runaway train or like a car out of control, swerving from lane to lane, spinning like a hurricane, twisting and turning, missing and yearning. Those who thought earning money from drugs would get some power and plugs, become rich thugs, abandoned, branded like Birdman love. But the grudge ain't just a movie. In real life, evil truly exists, like gorillas in the midst. The appetite for destruction is hard to resist. The kiss of death gives me the breath I feel, but my spiritual will says, thy shall not kill.
Asked a woman seated near him, where are the people like? What are the people like in the city? And so the woman asked him, how are the people where you come from? And he said that they are mean and trustworthy and detestable in all respects. And so the woman responded, you'll find them in the same city ahead. You'll find them the same. And as soon as the traveler was gone, another man approached. And he asked the woman about the people in the city ahead. And again, the woman asked him about the people in the place where he had left. They were fine people, the traveler said. They were honest. They were industrious. They are generous to a fault. I was sorry to leave, he said. And so the woman responded, you will find them in the city ahead. What we find in any new circumstance or city is the attitude that we bring with us. We experience what we give our attention to. Love begets love. If we think that about doing something mean, if we want to get revenge, if we focus on harming somebody else, if we dwell in the negative, we're just going to magnify those things in our own life. In the third Jesus, Deepak Chopra says, as unwelcome as any negative experience might be, you are seeing a fragmented aspect of yourself, something that you have overlooked or hid away. And so your so-called enemy is an aspect of yourself. The only way to overcome this need to address the enemy is through love. Loving our brothers and our sisters as ourselves. When we evoke this energy of unconditional love, we align ourselves with the absolute good of God everywhere present as reflections of ourselves. Cain and Abel gave way to Seth. Seth was their brother, who was symbolic of the awakening of the spirit and the realization of God as ourselves. We shall not kill. We will give life eternal instead. With every cell and every molecule and every pulse of blood in our veins, with every touch and every word and every deed that we do, not once or twice, but through every minute and every second that we have, we shall not kill, but as often as possible, we will remember to live as though we could walk the water of infinite possibilities and give birth to the manifestation of impossible dreams and to surrender to the inexhaustible source that is everywhere present. Even when people say or they do things intentionally to harm us, we will not react. We will stay tapped in. We will stay turned on to the infinite power of God. Even when it seems as though our backs are up against a wall, we will trust that love that God is, will make a way out of no way. Even if it looks like we are losing the race, like the tables are turned against us, like there is nothing else that we can do, we will not kill. We will take the high road. We will dream the impossible dream. We will keep our eyes on the prize. We will run the race as though our lives depended on it. We will step over the sin that is crouching at our door. We will move out of the way and allow the light to shine on our brothers and our sisters. We will praise those who are blessed. We will praise those who are gifted. We will praise those who are delivered. And in this praise, we see the deliverance of Alma's cousin. We see the absolute good of spirit lifting her into the realm of miracles. We see God blessing her and blessing her and blessing her without ceasing. We will drop to our knees and surrender to the good that God is always expressing as us. We will stop raising Cain, and instead we will be born again. We will find through every road that we follow, every classroom that we visit, every city that we find, every action that we perform, every word that we utter, every breath that we take, it was always us who were favored. And in our humility, it was always us who received the full anointing of God. And we will give our last dollar to our brother in need rather than kill him with our own selfishness and self-pride and bitterness. And instead, we will be reborn in a love that realizes our supply is inexhaustible. Our health is perfect and whole, and we claim it here and we claim it now. We will be reborn in a love that only knows I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am neither death nor hatred nor evil nor destruction. I am neither death, nor hatred, nor evil, nor destruction. I am love. I am love. I am love. And so it is, beloved. So let it be. Amen. Amen.
Black lives matter. White lives matter. Cops lives matter. All lives matter. All lives matter. Black lives matter. White lives matter. Cops lives matter. All lives matter. It don't matter if in your status you live lavish or an addict. Still my neighbor. Help your neighbor. Give them love. That's my prayer. I'm your keeper. You're my keeper. I need you like air that I'm breathing. We're not together. We are none. Ours too much. Can't be done for the we are one. There is none to stop us from. We shall overcome. Live by the sword. Die by the sword. That's in the Bible. Word of the Lord. Gotta stop the hate. Gotta stop the violence. Kill them both. Moment of silence. Thou shalt not kill. 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 If you can't create life, you don't have the right to take one. I got that from Walter Scott Thomas Sr. for sure, call him Bishop. Black on black crime, black on blue crime, blue on black crime, and the end we all crime. Nothing getting done but separation. The double think he won his hands, a clap bun, cause your reaction. Go and take a gun and kill somebody's son who probably had a son. You impact the life, the impact of life, the impacts of life, then impacts of life. Generational curse, I'm hoping that this verse I put you in, but first I'm taking you to church. I'm hoping that it first, hoping that it hurts, so hopefully it lurks, hopefully it works. Kill, thou shalt not 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 kill. Can't say black lives matter, but be the reason why they dying. Can't judge cops all by one color. That's called profiling. I can't say I love that I love you, but then show you I hate you. I still feel like we can overcome all odds. That's what faith do.